Woo-hoo! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we're going to do a bunch of different things at home, but before we do, I need to remind you that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen, follow those directions, and do it. Even if you think I'm going too fast for you, it will be okay. You can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. So let's get started. Find a pencil and write your name at the top of your paper. Practice your printing and print really neatly. And then you may put your pencil down because we are going to color first. Okay, so here's what I want you to do. Look at the top of your paper. I want you to look for this object. Ready? I'm going to sound out a word. T-U-B. T-U-B. You got it. Tub. Do you see the tub? Where are we at home in this picture? Yes, we are in the bathroom. Here we go. Let's color the tub, just the bottom portion of this tub. Let's make it gray. If you don't have a gray crayon, use your pencil or your black crayon really lightly. I don't have gray, so I'm going to use my black crayon very lightly. But your pencil will make a super nice gray color if you would like to use that instead. So let's talk about the word tub. What letter sound does tub begin with? T. And then what letter sound does tub end with? Tub. You got it. B. And then let's take away the t in tub and change it to rub. Rub-a-dub-dub in the tub. Rub and tub rhyme. Okay, put down your gray crayon or your black crayon or your pencil or whatever you use. And then do you see the shower curtain hanging? We're going to do a little bit of counting and drawing and math right now. Find a blue crayon. You decide. I'm going to get my blue-green. And on that shower curtain, I want you to draw. Are you ready? I want you to draw 10. That's 10. Polka dots with your blue crayon. So I want you to make nice, fat, big, round. Well, not super big because you don't want to run out of room. And let's color and count our polka dots on the shower curtain. Ready? Begin. 1, 2, 3. Nice and round. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 10. Okay, check them. Make sure you've got 10 on there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 5 and 5 make 10. So do 6 and 4. Okay, now let's color the shower curtain around the polka dots. Let's color it yellow. Alrighty-roo, alrighty-ree. Okay, here we go. Oh, maybe I shouldn't have used yellow. I don't know if you're having the same problem, but my blue's kind of getting in my yellow. Oh, well. It'll be all right. I'll survive. Okay, so we have tub, rub-a-dub-tub. What about curtain? Do you know what letter sound curtain begins with? K-k-k. Yep, it's either a C or a K, and I'm here to tell you, if you want to spell the word curtain, it's the letter C. All right, you can put down your yellow crayon in 2 seconds. 2, 1. Here's another object. I'm going to sound it out. Ready? Mat. 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 There is a bath mat on the floor right below the tub because when you get out of the tub, you need to make sure that you don't slip and fall. So do you see the mat? All right, we're going to color that 2 colors. Ready? Find a red crayon. And find an orange crayon. All right, you color this mat 2 different colors any way you want. Go. Any way you want. Will you? I sounded out mat. How about you sound out Matt for me? You tell me the sounds N, Matt, go. I hope you said M, at, Matt. What if we took away the M and Matt and changed it to P, 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 Pat? I'm gonna pat the mat, and because it rhymes, I can make a song. Pat the mat. Pat the mat. It rhymes because pat and mat end the same way. They end with the at chunk, the at word family. You should be done. I'm done. Put down your red and orange crayons. All right, ready? Can you find an object in our picture that begins with mmm? That begins with mmm. I hope you're looking at the mirror. Do you see the mirror? Let's color the outside of the mirror, the border of the mirror. What shape is the outside? Well, the whole entire mirror. What shape is that? Starts with a rectangle. All right, we're going to color the outside of the mirror brown. Go ahead. Color the outside of the mirror brown. Mirror begins with mm. Can you think of another word that begins with mm? We just did one in our picture. We just colored it. Yes, Matt. But can you think of another word that begins with mm? I'm thinking of marshmallow. Doesn't a marshmallow sound good right now? They're so soft and squishy and yummy in my tummy. All right, you can put down your brown crayon. Let's color the inside part of the mirror gray because, you know, it's kind of like a reflection. Again, you can use your pencil. I'm just going to use my black crayon nice and softly. I'm going to color very lightly like a fairy. Don't color dark and angry because then it'll look really black. I am wanting this to be more of a gray. So I'm coloring light, light and feathery and fairy. Okay, put down your crayon or pencil or whatever you used in 3, 2, 1, put it down. Okay, can you find this object in your picture? It begins with T. Did you say the toilet? I'm not looking at the toilet. I actually can't believe I put a toilet in your picture. That's just embarrassing. All right, no, I was looking at that. The towel. It's hanging above the toilet. Do you see it? Okay, let's do some math here as well. Will you look for your blue crayon? Any kind of blue will work for me. And on that towel with your crayon, will you please color 3 blue polka dots? Not too big, not too small. Ready, begin. 1, 2, 3. Okay, put down your blue crayon. And now I want you to find your green crayon, and I want you to draw 4 green polka dots. 4 green polka dots on the towel. 1, 2, 3, 4. And then put down your green crayon. And we did, how many blues did we color? We did 3 blues, and then how many greens did we color? 4 green. So we're going to add 3 and 4. Will you count your polka dots and find out how many in all? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. So 3 plus 4 equals 7. You're so smart. I just love it. Okay, do you see something? Oh, how about this before we stop? Before we finish, like move on is what I'm trying to say, although I'm having a hard time saying it. Find your orange crayon and color the rest of the towel orange. Go around the polka dots as best as you can and color the rest of the towel orange. So 3 blue plus 4 green makes 7 in all. That's kind of like this part and that part. The answer to 3 plus 4 is 7. Another way to say answer is sum. Sum. Another way to say answer is sum when you're adding. So the sum of 3 plus 4 is 7. Okay, I'm done. Put down your orange crayon. Now, can you find an object in our picture that begins with the letter B? B. 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 Baby! Oh, I think it's going for the toilet paper. Oh, no. Let's color the baby's hair brown. Color the baby's hair brown. Some babies don't have hair, and they are baldies, huh? My niece was a baldy. Oh, but she was the cutest little baldy baby you ever saw. Now, bald and baby both start with what? B. You got it. Now, this baby needs, let's see. What haven't we used in a while? Let's do yellow. Put a yellow, I think he's wearing a onesie. That's like an all-in-one pajama situation. Let's color it yellow. So all of the baby's clothes will be yellow. So cute. This baby's so cute, but not if it's going to get that roll of toilet paper and make problems. Okay? We got this yellow onesie on this baby. Take two more seconds. 2, 1. I should use my baby voice when we colored the baby. Should use my baby voice. All right, put down all your crayons. Now, the baby has a sister, and it looks like she's kind of playing in the tub. It doesn't look like she's actually taking a bath. It looks like she's snorkeling or scuba diving. Fun times, people. Let's color her hair black. Color her hair black. And if you can't find a black crayon, go ahead and use your crayon. I mean, your pencil. It'll be just fine. I made a mistake right there. I'm going to make mistakes a lot. I hope you know that already about me. So she has black hair. And then let's give her snorkel mask or her scuba mask. Let's make that purple. Because we have not used our purple crayon, and I tend to like purple. And I haven't put it on her mask yet. All right. So do the little part that helps her breathe. And then do the outside of the mask, too. What letter sound does mask begin with? Mask. Yep, the letter M. Mask. Mask. Let's put a purple shirt on her as well. Why not? So, or a swim top? I don't know. She's in the tub, but she's dressed. Which is good, since, you know, we're doing this lesson together. She should be wearing clothes if you ask me. All right, put down your purple crayon. We're going to color one more object. No, we're not coloring the toilet. I just don't want to. No thanks. Let's color the sink. Sink. Let's color the sink and the cabinet. You see it? The sink is on top and the cabinet's on the bottom. Let's color the cabinet on the bottom brown. Color the cabinet on the bottom part of the sink brown. Now, boys and girls, sink ends with an NK chunking sound. I don't know if you've learned that yet or not. I don't know. But there is a word. I mean, you kind of have to be like ink, ink. It's like in your throat, sink. And then what about if we take the s away from sink and change it to rink, like an ice skating rink? Okay, so we've got the bottom part of this cabinet brown. I'm almost done. 2, 1, and let's color the top part and the faucets and everything gray. So once again, I'm going to use my black crayon. Very lightly, I'm not mad. I won't color dark. All right, here we go. We're going to put down all of our crayons. Here we go. And we're going to find our pencil, and we're going to do some work at the bottom of our page. So find your pencil. The first picture at the bottom that you see is a towel. What's the beginning sound in towel? T-t-t-t-t-t. Yep, the letter T. You can write a T that's a capital or a lowercase. It doesn't matter to me. Scoot over. That's a mirror, a hand mirror. Mirror, mirror on the wall. What letter sound does mirror begin with? Mirror. The letter M. Go ahead and write the letter M. Now scoot over. I see a tub. Looks different than the one in our picture up above. But wait, don't write a T for tub. Stop. What's the last sound in tub? The ending sound. B. Write the letter B. I'm going to do a lowercase. So I put the bat and then I put the ball. That's how I know it's going in the right direction. All right, and then scoot over. I see a shower. It's the nice kind, the grown-up, like the kind, like there's no tub at the bottom. It's just a shower stall. Can you tell me the last sound that you hear in shower? Yes, the letter R. Ends with the letter R. Okay, scoot down. Do you see that sentence? There are circles under each word. I want you to touch the circles while I say the words. Ready? You touch the circles as I say the words. You're going to move your finger along. Look out for the baby! See the exclamation mark at the end? I have to sound excited or worried or scared or frightened or yelling. Okay, let's do it again. You point to the circles, I'll read it. Look out for the baby! You have to look out for babies, right? People get excited around babies. You read it with me. Use your excited voice. Ready? Look out for the baby! Can you find the word look and color in the circle with your pencil under the word look? Yes, it's our very first word. Spell it for me. L-O-O-K. Look. L-O-O-K. Can you find the word four? Four. Four. Look out for the baby. Four. What does it begin with? What letter sound? F. Spell it for me. F-O-R. You need a color in the circle with your pencil under the word four. What about baby? Where's the word baby? Look out for the baby. Yes, it's the last word in our sentence. Color in the circle with your pencil under the word baby. Spell baby for me. B-A-B-Y. Hey, who you calling a baby? All right, how many words are in our sentence? Count the circles and you'll know. One, two, three, four, five. Five words in our sentence. Okay, scoot down to the ladybugs. We are going to draw spots so that our ladybugs are going to be in order. We didn't start with one, though. Look at the very first ladybug. How many spots are there? Two. So we're going to count on from two. So this ladybug has two. Scoot over. We need to make three spots on this ladybug. Go ahead and make three spots. You decide where to put them. Nice, round, fat spots on the ladybug. Okay, you should be done. I have three on mine. Do you have three on yours? Okay, so start at the beginning. First ladybug already had two. We made the next ladybug have three. The next ladybug has four. What do we need on this one? Five. Hold it. I want you to draw one spot on the first wing. Just one. Scoot over. Do the rest on the second wing. So we did one. Now we're going to go two, three, four, five. So you need one spot on one wing and how many on the other to make five spots? Yes, one and four. More. Check that again. I know that was a little confusing. I don't think I explained it very carefully because I'm like, I can't show you what I'm doing. So on this ladybug, you should have one spot on one wing and four spots on the other wing. And now if we count them, we get one, two, three, four, five. So go back to the beginning ladybug, the very first one. It has two. Scoot over. We drew three. Scoot over. It has four. Scoot over. It has five. Scoot over. How many do we need to draw on this ladybug? Six spots. Go for it. You decide how it looks. One, two, three, four, five, six. Check it. Make sure you have six spots. One, two, three, four, five, six. Scoot over. What comes after the number six? Seven. We need seven spots on this ladybug. You decide how it goes. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. We started with a ladybug with two. We drew three, then four, five, six. Your last ladybug should have seven spots. Count it to make sure. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. We did it. You're amazing. I hope you'll come back for home at home, listen and learn three. You rock. I roll. Together we rock and roll. Thanks for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time. Bye.